Some other news now. A publisher retracted a scientific paper analyzing the safety of the abortion pill mifepristone. The research had been used in a court case about access to medication abortion. NPR's Selena Simmons Duffin reports.
The study that was retracted used Medicaid claims data to track ER visits by patients in the month after having an abortion. It found a much higher rate of complications than other similar studies. Last year, a pharmaceutical sciences professor flagged what he saw as problems with the research. Sage, the publisher, launched an investigation. On Monday, Sage retracted the study. In a statement, it said new reviewers found the study lacked scientific rigor that invalidated the conclusions. It also retracted two other studies by the same authors. In an email to NPR, a spokesperson for Sage wrote that the process leading to the retractions was, quote, thorough, fair, and careful. The lead author, James Studnicki, works for the Charlotte Lozier Institute, the research arm of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America.
Sage is targeting us because we have been successful.
That's from a video posted online this week. He says the retractions have nothing to do with science and are a, quote, political assassination of science.
We have become visible. People are quoting us. And for that reason, we are dangerous. And for that reason, they want to cancel our work.
In an email to NPR, a spokesperson for the Charlotte Lozier Institute said that they, quote, will be taking appropriate legal action. In the meantime, the big question is, what does this all mean for the legal case that could determine the fate of medication abortion? Mifepristone has been approved for more than 20 years and is used in more than half of abortions nationally. The Food and Drug Administration stands by its research that finds adverse events from mifepristone are extremely rare. In 2022, anti-abortion rights groups, including a group of doctors, sued the FDA. They argue mifepristone is not safe and should be pulled from the market. In a ruling last spring, federal judge Matthew Kaczmarek cited the now-retracted study three times. Kaczmarek is a Trump appointee who was a vocal abortion opponent before he became a judge. He ruled against the FDA, though his ruling is now on hold while the case goes to the Supreme Court.
I don't think he would view the retraction as delegitimizing the research.
That's Mary Ziegler, an expert in the legal history of abortion at UC Davis.
There's been so much polarization about like what the reality of abortion is on the right that, you know, I'm not sure how much a retraction would even affect his reasoning.
Ziegler also doubts the retractions will alter much with the Supreme Court case, given its conservative majority. The decision that overturned Roe v. Wade gives a sense of how this might go, she says.
The majority relied pretty much exclusively on scholars with, you know, some ties to pro-life activism and didn't really cite anybody else.
In other words,
we've already seen when it comes to abortion that the court has, you know, a propensity to look at the views of experts that support the results it wants.
Oral arguments at the Supreme Court are scheduled for March 26th, with a decision expected by summer. Mifepristone remains available while the legal process continues. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.